This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, November 26, 2012. I'm Caleb Brown. When you examine vote totals for gay marriage in Maryland, you see that the initiative carried two big GOP counties. But when you examine the data more closely, the story becomes even more troubling for anti-gay Republicans. Walter Olson, senior fellow at the Cato Institute, comments. What do we know now about Maryland Question 6? This was the gay marriage amendment and came to victory. Well, to start with, what was the margin on Question 6 in Maryland, the gay marriage amendment?
Maryland voters approved Question 6 by a margin of 52% to 48%. And it was close in large part because the question ran into well-reported resistance in Prince George's County and other black areas of Maryland. The final exit polls indicated that something like 46% of black voters had gone for Question 6. And this is important in Maryland because it's among the most heavily minority states in the union, 28% of the electorate. And that meant that it was bound to be close. What people were not always expecting was that Question 6 would do as well as it did among Republican areas. And on election night, there was a good bit of surprise, even astonishment, when the two biggest Republican counties in Maryland, Frederick and Anne Arundel, which went for Romney as they usually go for Republicans in a close race, also both went for Question 6.
We don't want to read too much into these results, but you looked at essentially precinct level data and found some things that were pretty surprising.
Yeah, I dug into the precinct level detail, knowing that there had to be some story in here, and indeed there was. What I found was, if you looked at the individual precincts, you found very much as expected that in minority areas of big cities, there was a swing away from President Obama toward the no side on 6. But in pretty much every Republican area, there was at least some swing from Obama toward Question 6. That is, in pretty much every Republican area of Central Maryland and all the more populated zones, gay marriage was more popular than the chief executive of the United States, which is itself kind of an extraordinary notion historically. But then there were the differences between communities because mostly there was a 4 to 8 point swing of Question 6 getting higher votes. And that you find whether it's in small towns and farming areas in Frederick County, whether it's a blue-collar suburb like Essex in Baltimore. Lots of different kinds of Republican communities were giving that modest but important additional vote to Question 6. And then there were another bunch of communities where the swing, instead of being 4 or 8 points, would be 15 points or 20 points, or the biggest one that I found was 28 points. And when you're talking about 25 or 28 points, you wind up creating, and this happened in some of the suburbs north of Baltimore, a landslide for Romney plus a landslide for gay marriage from the same electorate.
In a lot of the areas that you're talking about, these are extremely well-educated areas.
They are often executive or commuter suburbs. That was the general pattern. And it wasn't just in the Baltimore area, although they were most numerous there. You also saw it around Frederick and around Annapolis. But these would be often some of the places that realtors, you know, tell you, oh, you know, but if you could afford it, go live there. Good school systems, golden retrievers. I mean, I'm playing with stereotypes a bit, but ski racks on the top of the car, and you wind up. Let me just quote a number or two. The Hunt Valley, just north of the Baltimore Beltway, 37% for Obama, an absolute wipeout, 65% for Question 6. That was the 28-point margin. Another of these polling places up there in the town of Pikesville, you know mathematically that more than half the Romney voters were going for gay marriage because Romney got 45% and only 20% said no to gay marriage. So there were lots and lots of Republicans in these particular towns to the point where they had made up their mind just as clearly about Question 6 as they had made up their mind in the presidential race, but not in the predicted direction.
Again, we don't want to read too much into this. We're talking about, in many cases, groups of people who are highly educated, who may be influenced to vote Republican, but have more tolerant view when it comes to marriage. Can we say anything with confidence about Republicans nationally with respect to this issue and how Republicans might hope to capitalize?
We'll want to look at the other states that voted on it to see whether there were similar patterns going on in states like Washington, which is in some ways similar to Maryland. It's another generally highly educated state with a fair number of this kind of Republican in it. Minnesota, Maine also. And I think if the Baltimore suburbs are showing a lot of that, then I would predict with some confidence that the Chicago suburbs also will, and that the Cleveland suburbs are probably not too far behind. There's no particular reason to think that Maryland, a historically southern state, would not be demonstrating a trend that went beyond its borders on this.
Walter Olson is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.